Beats, breaks, and bass lines. Subliminal messages.
It is just after 8 o'clock now on WFCF St. Augustine, Flagler College Radio, Radio with a Reason. It's subliminalmessagesradio.com. My name is SP. Every Friday night, we do the best in electronic music right here locally. And then, of course, from wherever you are, no matter what, on iHeartRadio. The number here, 904-819-6449. The website, again, subliminalmessagesradio.com. Going to get things started. Something new from Skeptical and Dub Physics. This tune is called Lastic. It is out now on Dispatch Limited. Going to go a little bit deeper and darker here in hour number two. You got a request? You want something in particular? Holler at me. Applesauce is going to be in the studio here shortly. So stick around and do not go anywhere.
Yeah. sides when I float for the street.
Cause them junior wicked for real.
Now we're in a smile. Later. 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 Later.
Yeah.
It's 88.5 WFCF, Flagler College Radio, Radio with a Reason, subliminalmessagesradio.com. The homie Applesauce is in the studio.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Oh, man, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course, my pleasure. So what we figured we'd do, or what I figured I would do, anyway, is, you know, since we got Applesauce here, we'll talk a little bit about what you got going on and things coming up in the future, all that kind of stuff. But first, let me just let the people know everything that they've gotten thus far, in case people are, you know, sitting at home writing it down.
Absolutely.
This is the new one from Netsky, the new single called Love Has Gone. This is the I&I remix of that one. Also brought you the new Dirty Phonics remix of Cruella's Killin' It. Brought you something from TC entitled New Style. New one from East Colors called Fire. The Blade Runner 2012 remix of DJ SS's The Lighter. Also something new from Duo Science called No One Told Me. Die and Break brought you Tear Down. Street Talk was the tune by Stone. We also did Subs, Matic, and Robot Redford with Perception. And Skeptical and Dub Physics started off the 8 o'clock hour with Lastic. So, like I said, we got DJ Applesauce in the studio. We got a little bit of history between us now. A couple of years, couple different nights, couple different come and gone venues.
Yeah, some shows.
Yeah. So I figured, you know, have you come in here? Mainly, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is you got this this new thing going on with SobeySpots.com, right? You're in basically a DJ competition down in Miami.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of it. It's the prequels we did, and then we actually did a semifinal at Cameo in South Beach. That was pretty sick. There was two different rounds of that. I was in the second round. I placed third, so I was very excited. I didn't expect to do quite that good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And we go back and to play the Terrace at Space September 22nd.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's the finals?
That's the finals.
Well, if you're going to have finals, that's the venue to do it.
That is the venue. So
undoubtedly. Well done. Well done. So, so the last thing that I remember jamming from you, like on repeat in the car, was a mix that you had done with Gizrock, our mutual homie from Jacksonville.
Yeah,
it was called Off the Ropes, right?
Yes.
So tell us, how did that whole thing come about?
You know, Gizrock, he and Ginsu came and played Meltdown, which you have also played.
Yep.
And we just kicked it ever since. You know, we started going out a lot to a lot of the shows. His mixtape game in Jacksonville was crazy. I was doing the mixtape thing here. I had the Meltdown mixtape that I was just abusing everybody with. They're probably sick of it, you know? But he was crazy like that, so it worked out real good. He came down and worked in the studio, and we just started coming up with some really cool stuff. We have a lot of stuff we didn't even get to release. And then when we started going into Off the Ropes, we did a lot of Ableton mixes. You know, he got in there and started doing his thing. He's really good at chopping it up and bringing drums, and he'll reverse the drums on him, and he just gives it a really good sound.
Oh, he's got some serious re-edits in his crate. I know he's flipped me a few of his dub plates, and they go over really well, where he's taking solid drum and bass tunes and turning them into drum step, and he's doing, I mean, he's on his game, man. He's got some good work.
It's fun to watch. And then I come through with the weird melody tracks and the funky bass line, so it worked out pretty good. We should be dropping Off the Ropes 2 in maybe 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
That's the plan right now.
All right. And now you've got a couple of new mashups floating around the web right now too, right?
Got some mashups. I just did. It's kind of hard to call this one a mashup, the Bauer versus Rick Ross, but I did because it is both of the tracks.
Okay.
But they didn't mix in key, so I couldn't use any of the melodies. So I took all of those vocals of the Rick Ross hustling, you know, to give that Miami feel. I was actually going to do it for the finals of the contest, but they got postponed.
Oh, okay.
So that was in my little bag of tricks, right?
Okay. So you figure by the time you actually get to the finals, you're going to have some new stuff that'll get pushed right out of the crate.
I already got it. It's already there. I'll have a new mashup. I won't say what it is. That'll drop right after.
Okay.
And I'll bring that. And that's a lot heavier. It's a lot bigger. It's a lot grimier with a real hip-hop feel to it, too. So keep your eye out for that.
All right.
You know, my SoundCloud, let me give a little tag.
Yeah, man, by all means, promote away.
SoundCloud DJ Applesauce, that's all you need. Hours and hours of mixtapes, and now we got some mashups coming in. The first one I did was actually that Deadmau5 and, what's his name, Porter Robinson.
Okay.
Do you know why I started that whole track? Do you remember, did you hear the Twitter conversation, or the Skype conversation they had?
No, with between Mau5 and Porter?
Yeah.
No.
So, Deadmau5 works on the Velt, and he gets a Twitter. That language sounds just like it. So he starts talking trash on Porter Robinson on his live stream. Porter Skypes him. It's recording the whole thing. it's about language versus belt.
Okay.
So they start going at it, and, you know, they're civil, but still rude.
Well, yeah, but and you know, I mean, you know just as well as I do as a, you know, as a DJ, as a producer, you start to get a little, you know, you get a little protective, you get a little, you know, things every once in a while, you know, you can't really, you can't hold back. Sometimes you just have to open your mouth and say something, you know? I mean, that's just kind of the nature of the business, I guess.
And it's the nature of DJs, too. You know, we think we know what we're talking about.
That's true. So. That's true. And there's a lot, I mean, there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of, you know, I mean, granted, it's a huge culture and there's a lot of love, but there's also, I mean, there's always that looking out of the side of your vision, trying to, you know, make sure that somebody else isn't doing what you're doing or they're not getting there first or...
And that, too, is a lot of when, you know, in the beginning, too, right, is the nerves and everything. But these guys, I guess, they're the biggest, and they're still arguing, so.
Yeah, well, hey, it just goes to show you, man, from small town all the way up until touring the world, you know, everybody's got their drama some way, shape, or form. So
well, I tried to squelch the drama with them, and I did the mashup.
So trying to bring them both to the table,
exactly.
Right?
The language of Velt, that's on my SoundCloud. That's the mashup of those two, so play nice.
Okay. Yeah, come on, Porter, Mouse, you know, get it together, boys. So, all right, so you got new mashups, you got Off the Ropes. Off the Ropes 2 is going to be dropping soon. What's next? What do we got? I mean, do we have any new mixtapes? Are you going to hold back until the finals come so you really let loose at the final? And I mean, is that the general idea?
I'll ask your advice on this.
All right,
I haven't asked anybody this question. So I have a lot of tracks that I didn't play at the first round. That are slamming. Not going to play at the finals. The ones I was going to play at the finals that got postponed.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a new mixtape I'm going to put out called Wet Like Paint.
Okay.
Wet Like Paint going to be dropping. I don't know when because I don't know if I should put it out before the contest. Doesn't have any of the tracks that I'm going to play.
Right.
But I'm not sure if I want to give those other DJs quite the insight at to where my head is at right now.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, yeah, see, that's a tough one for me too because, I mean, you know me, I don't, because of the fact that I do, you know, a radio show a week here at WFCF, every other week on Bass Drive. I mean, I'm doing, you know, 2 and sometimes 4 mm-hmm. hours of quote-unquote mixes every
right.
week. So I don't get to put out a lot of studio mixes, personally. I'd like to put out more, and I'd like to go much more wide range with what I'm doing on a studio mix level. But I feel you where it's like, do I really want to kind of give them the in on some of these tunes or... You know, I mean, some things that people may not have heard that I'm almost like, should I just leave that one out of the track list?
Mm-hmm.
You know, play it in the mix, but leave it out of the track list or just with like a, you know, track list coming soon. You know, I mean, that's right. kind of always been my solution is hide the track list. And if they're, you know, if they're real and if they're true diggers, they're going to either know the tune or they're going to know where to find it. But once you put the track list out there, it's up for everybody and anybody, and they can just
right.
jack away whatever, you know, whatever they want.
Right. I don't want people not knowing about the track, and then all of a sudden I hear it on the terrace. I'm like, oh,
right,
man.
Right. But if it's not the same thing as what you are already, I mean, if you've already kind of got an idea for what you were going to do, and none of those tracks are, I wouldn't say in that vibe, but you know, I can understand the hesitation. I see the look on your face, and I can
mm-hmm.
understand where you hesitate to let that kind of stuff out.
Yeah, because it's all the sauce, right? That's the thing. Is the mixtapes, they all have that feel.
Right.
Right, the progression. And I'm bringing a little trap into it now. I got a little trap, so
okay.
I don't really want to clue in on that. So we'll see. I think I got a funny feeling Wet Like Paint will probably be released the night I perform. I'm just going to throw a million of them out into the
ground. Okay,
crowd.
I got you.
Something
that makes
like
sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So are we gonna get to like maybe premiere it? Here on the show, or
we could maybe do like a little mini mix or something.
I mean, or, yeah, you want to
do
like
it
you know,
here. Yeah, we could
little half hour jam, something like that before you
yeah.
head down there.
Well, we have to be afterwards because
oh, right, because you don't want to give nothing away, right? Right, I feel
the
you,
cats,
I feel you got
the
it.
Cat's in the bag right now.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So, soundcloud.com/DJApplesauce,
correct?
Okay, and
correct.
You were still doing DJApplesauce.com,
DJApplesauce.com, skyboxstudios.net, YouTube us, Skybox Studio Events, or any DJ Applesauce. You can check out. There's a video from the first round. So Clash of the DJs, DJ Applesauce round 1.
Okay.
Give that a check if you want to see what it all looked like.
All right. And what we're going to do, actually, once we go ahead and post archives up and all that kind of stuff on Monday, we'll link over from Subliminal Messages Radio. We'll put up some links to all the stuff that you mentioned here, as well as, you know, the SoundCloud, the mixtapes, the mashups,
mm-hmm.
your website, the Skybox website. And, you know, that way, in case people are driving or they're not somewhere where they can write it all down or keep it in their head, they'll have it available on Monday on the website.
See, that's what SP does for you guys. He keeps you guys in the loop here, then, and tomorrow.
Hey, man, I do my best. I do my best.
Well, we appreciate that, man.
So here's the deal. We got about 15 minutes or so left. I got a tune loaded up, and then I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and let Applesauce scroll through my crates and just, you know, kind of point and pick
wait,
and choose.
Wait. Oh.
Wait,
oh, wait, do you have something for me?
I might have a track here.
All right. All right. Well, let me we're going to go ahead and kick off with this one, which is might be one of my favorite tunes off of the new Renee Levice EP. It's called the tune is called Dank. The EP is called Absolute Monster. It is out on the legendary Ram Records. Huge shouts out to the homie Renee Levice. We're going to play this one, and Austin's got a CD sitting over here, so I'll let you know how we're going to handle that here in the next 15 minutes. You got any questions for Applesauce? 904-819-6449. It's SP and Applesauce in the studio, subliminalmessagesradio.com.
Radio.
WFCF, something new from Octane and DLR featuring the man they call Break. Tune is called Murmur. Also brought you that one from Mob Tactics called Headlock and Renee Levice's Dank. So just about wrapping things up here. Got Applesauce hanging out in studio.
Yes, yes. What's happening?
So you brought a CD with you, and we've already had this conversation. You and I, you're one of the few people here around town that I think has a pretty solid taste in music.
Oh, cheers.
So when you bring me a tune and say, you know, got to drop it on the show, then I'm going to have to drop it on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. And that says a lot because you haven't heard this track. So
that's true.
Could be anything.
That's true. I put a CD in the CD player. I queued it to track two, which is what you told me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we're just going to roll with that. It's going to be my last tune of the night. So I'm counting on you, man.
This is a perfect last track.
Okay. Yeah. So that'll just about do it for us. We will be back next Friday night. Again, track list archives go up on Monday at subliminalmessagesradio.com. Of course, visit DJ Applesauce on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/DJApplesauce, DJApplesauce.com, and SkyboxStudios.net, right?
That's right. And of course, yes. Facebook, Twitter. My fan page on Facebook is Applesauce Music, as well as my Twitter, Applesauce Music.
All right.
Yo, SP, thank you so much for having me, man.
It's always a pleasure, man. You're welcome anytime.
Oh, thank you. And I want to give a big up to you because you've been doing this show a long time, and it is off the chain.
Yeah, we're technically 15 years of broadcast this year.
Oh, nice.
But it's 4 years here locally in St. Augustine.
Okay.
So little bit of history in Subliminal Messages.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you go ahead and take us out and let us know what it is we're going to be listening to, and we will see you next Friday night.
This is Subliminal Messages Radio. We're going to close you out with one last track called Dreaming, featuring Holly Drummond. This is by Ramsey's. Check the playlist. We'll get it to you.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next time.
Turn the lights off in his bedroom. For tonight, I will be dreaming of you. It's the one thing I can rely on. When everything else is so confused, am I leaving? Not now that you're here with me. Don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up. I may be dreaming, but what I felt for you is real. Don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up. Don't wake me up, don't wake me up.
shutdown. Sequence in progress.
You had to go and do that, didn't you?
I've decided to take my work back underground to stop it falling into the wrong hands.
You were good, kid. Real good.
Mission has been completed.
It's been fun working with you.
Let's get out of here!
Okay, so I'll see you later, huh? I'll give you a call.
In transmission.